You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty in Hastings. We have in our studios today, from Home Results Group, Mr. Wayne Beisel. How are you today, Wayne?
Not too bad, Dan. How about you this morning?
Well, you know, I think I'll make it through another day. Jury's still out.
worry about tomorrow, but today's.
There you go. Excellent. Thank you, Wayne. And, of course, that means we also have in the studio Mr. Greg Jablonski. Greg, it's always fun talking with you. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Dan?
Good. I just love our pre-show talks where we solve the world's problems.
Correct.
If it were only that easy, huh?
If it would happen, that'd be nice.
Isn't that? There needs to be more people like us. I'm convinced of that. What do you think?
That could be a matter of opinion, right? Hey,
hang on. Let me get the bell. I'll give myself the bell. All righty. Well, gentlemen, how are sales in your office this week?
Well, they're not too bad. We've had a couple closings this past week, so stuff is still moving. Stuff is going on. So, got a couple more listings this past week, so it's kind of all going hand in hand. So, one of them, you know, a couple new listings we'd like to talk about, I guess, is as we're branching off into that already, is we got one on Bolken Drive, a little under 400,000. Beautiful home, fairly newly built, updated. It's just a gorgeous home. It truly is a two-story. And we got another one on 758 31st Street. Again, it's a two-story home. Built in 2011, I believe. So again, a fairly new home, nice home.
Okay, if folks have any questions or want to talk to you, how can they do that?
They can call us at our office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anyone in the Home Results Group.
Okay, there you go. Wow, I don't have anything to say because Wayne is doing my part
sure.
of it. That, you know, that Balkan area, that is a great area in there.
Yes, it is. And there's some beautiful homes up in there. And this is one of those. This is really a nice home.
Okay.
It's nice. It's private. It's quiet. So.
Nice area.
Yep.
You bet. Well, let's get into our topic of the week. What updates affect value and what are buyers looking for? Because you can put, the way I understand it, you can put a lot of money into updates, but that doesn't mean you're going to get your money back out of it.
Right. And I think the thing that I think is one of the best examples is a swimming pool, you know. If you make the decision to put a swimming pool in, it's a very limited market and for resale, and to get the money back, it's kind of difficult. And then it also kind of limits the people that are going to buy that home. So swimming pools are a very controversial thing if you decide you're going to put one in, just so everybody's aware of that.
Now, does that affect not only the value of the home, does that also affect the insurance rates, the ongoing? I mean, the maintenance on a pool is a lot.
I think the maintenance is the biggest expense. I'm not so sure how the insurance. I've never run into that. That's
okay.
A good question. But
I'm just trying to think of, is it just because the fact that it's, you know, it's more expensive to have a pool, or what is it that turns a lot of people off? It used to be decades ago, Greg, and correct me if I'm wrong, that a pool was what everybody wanted, but it doesn't seem that way anymore.
No, it doesn't seem to be as popular as it was, no.
Okay.
I don't know what's changed there, but I think it's probably part of the cost. And you know, it's a short summer, and people have a lot of other things they're doing, so it's not as significant. It used to be the replacement of a lake home or, you know, traveling and stuff like that. We'd stay at home, and I think that was the thing. I think that's changed a lot. I think people are more on the go and ski trips, and not that that matters for the swimming pool part, but, I mean, they just are on more trips, and they want to save their money so they can do those type things. And then, you know, summer in Florida, a trip to Disney World, things like that. So the priorities have changed is what I think. I think there's less stay-at-home programs that people do.
You know, it's funny you should mention this because you're spot on. I grew up west of town, and we had a pool in our backyard. Mm-hmm. And it was my duty to get up in the morning, and I had to vacuum it and skim the bugs out and the whole thing. And my friends were waiting in the car out in our driveway and would help us in a boat. So then we'd go to the St. Croix all day and when I was done and go boating. And it's interesting, when my folks sold that house then, after all of us were out of high school in the early 80s, they sold it with the pool. And the first thing the people did that bought it was fill it in.
Yep.
It was happening back then. So now you'd never know there was ever a pool. There is a pool underground. It is literally underground.
Yes, I hear you. And it does remind me of one home I had. And,
so
a fellow had bought this two-story, and I'd sold his house in town here, and they went out in the country, and first thing he did is he put in this beautiful Fox pool, which I know is terribly expensive. And a few years later, he decides he's getting relocated for his business, and they're going to sell and everything like that. And, man, it was difficult to sell. And finally, I said, you know, we just can't sell it because of the pool. He said, well, I'll get rid of that pool. And they dozed that pool in. Well, it was a few years later. I was in my flying days, you know, where I'm out in the plane. And all of a sudden, I look over, and there's this house that's got a new swimming pool in the backyard.
What, did they undoze it?
Well, there's no undozing it, yeah.
Just kidding.
Here's a swimming pool again. So, you know, it's all what people want, and it's just hard to know. But a swimming pool is probably the other thing. The other things that I think in the homes that probably are the most important, of course, today is energy, you know, and the efficiency and keeping those units up to date. I mean, a lot of folks, you know, they just ride them out till they die, and maybe that's the way it should be. But some of those homes I know I built, I'm thinking 20 years ago or whatever, have the same central air units, and the efficiencies today are so much better and all this stuff, and it's just
that's
a better thing.
Usually one of the first questions that come up is how old are the mechanicals? What kind of shape they are, you know? And then the windows. So that all kind of goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So those are improvements that, is it, you know, can I say, or correct me if I'm wrong, those are the kind of improvements that maybe you get your money back on or bring the value up?
I think they do bring the value up, and I think it's very important when it comes time to sell them, because whether it brings the value up or if it gives you deducts on, you know, somebody buying, well, it's going to need this. And then those numbers tend to get more inflated because people are afraid of them, you know. So if you got a new furnace, new central air that's needed in the home, well, all of a sudden people say, well, that's $10,000, where maybe you can put one in yourself for like $5,000, you know. For the package. So I think it's just good to have that stuff within reason, you know, when you're selling your home, maybe not much more than 5 years of age. That's the optimum. 10 is kind of A-okay, but then people are starting to think, hey, I might have to replace those. Of course, we have the home warranties that cover it for a year, so it's not a big deal, but you get warranties. But
as part of the negotiations, I guess, and that's what Greg was alluding to here, as you negotiate in the house and you know, you're asking, I'll grab a number at the air, $250,000, but it needs a new furnace. So right away, the person coming in, well, that's $10,000. I'll offer you $240,000 instead of $250,000 type deal because I got to put a new furnace, new mechanicals. It doesn't cost $10,000, but that's the magic number that seems to appear and come up.
You know, really? That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, they tend to be inflated numbers when you're negotiating because people are afraid. They don't have time to go get a price, and then they hear about this and they hear about that. So I think it's more reasonable to do that. And the other thing we run into every now and then are electrical panels in homes. You know, we just ran into one which was a Pacific Federal, and it's kind of not a good thing to have in your home, apparently, because they're somewhat dangerous, but I don't know.
Or fuse boxes, because we had those where we learned from your partner here that if the fuse goes out, you just put a penny in there.
Yeah, sure.
I do remember that.
Oh boy!
I mean,
oh
back
boy.
In those days back when people days. Did that. Yes. I mean, that's you know, it's funny how, you know, I've heard of that 20, 30 years ago when they were, and you forget about that, and he brought
not
that back.
Not a good idea.
No. Yes, please do not do as we say
here.
But we were forced here to have to replace both of those. We had a Pacific, you know, with the breaker and another one for the front part of the building.
Sure.
That was the you know, screw in fuse stats that worked perfect. There was never an issue with that, but
and
they
probably
make
safe. I don't know what that is. I mean, I don't pretend to understand all the codes, but again, everything is better today. Everything is safer. You have arc faults. You have everything that's really a better thing. It's like we run into every now and then, we'll run into somebody's got a garage door that does not have the safety feature with the eyes and the automatic reverse. And that is just so critical. I mean, I don't know. It might be a pain, but once you get them set up, I mean, had them in my home now for like 20 years, they're just not an issue, you know.
So
need to have them.
In other words, if you're selling a house and say you have one of those fuse boxes, the Pacifics, or if you have fuse stats, they can make you, at the time of the sale, change that out or give a credit for that?
Well, now we go through the home inspections, and the inspectors come in, and they kind of ding that and say, hey, this is a future expense you're going to be looking at. And so then everybody starts talking, well, what does it take to put electrical panel in? Oh, $3,000 and this and that. When in reality, it's more like $1,500. So you are better off if you have that in your home to do that. So we're faced with that on a home we're going to be redoing here, and got to make that decision. It's a hard one to do because, in all honesty, I believe the old bus fuses work just fine. But
boy, we never had any problems, and we've been in this building almost 30 years, and I think it was last summer we had to change that out. So, in other words, that would
be... What's that smoke smell?
Shh. Please don't look at our fire extinguishers, because when we used to have the firemen come in for their buoy every year, and Ray Knoll, you know Ray Knoll, just a great guy, he'd look at all the fire extinguishers in here and tell us if they were outdated or not.
I hear you.
Good guy.
Yep.
So, in other words, that's an update.
Yes.
Or that is a...
And those things will save you money.
Would save you, it sounds like it.
And then appliances, too. You got to get the new appliances.
And those breaker boxes, they might not come up in the initial negotiations, but then, as we've always alluded to, the secondary negotiations that you go through after the inspection report, they will come up there. That's every inspector worth his money at all, he will bring it up.
Yep. And, and you know, your regular maintenance on a home, it's really important. It's expensive to do, whether it be painting and, you know, taking care of any rotting or deterioration on the exterior. You have to have that. And, of course, it gets into shingles. That gets real sketchy when you get a roof that's 15 or 20 years old. So those are the things that you're dealing with. And, you know, you just need to keep up to speed on those items, because I think those are really the big things. And when you start talking about the interior colors and floor coverings, I know all this stuff is really expensive, but that's the first impression on a home. Current colors and floor coverings that are, so people don't have to worry about it, because again, it's all the mindset that, oh, that's really expensive, I've heard how much people spend on it. And so having that stuff in there, and the nice thing about today is you really can't miss on what the next buyer wants, because as long as your floors are gray and natural wood, you're good. You can't go wrong.
People have moved away from carpets, haven't they?
Yeah, a lot of hard surface floors throughout the areas. And as long as that's a dark wood material or a wood look like, you're good.
Okay. And again, this is a reason that people should talk to realtors, like from the Home Results Group.
Yep.
Before you do these, because you folks know what is in, what is out, what will save you money, what is a waste of money.
Yep, and then look at the priorities, you know, and you just have to make those decisions. But at least you start talking about it and thinking about it. When you put your home on the market, I should have this done, I should have that done. And we give you an idea of how we think it will affect your value and your equity in the end.
Mm-hmm. How can folks get a hold of you?
They can call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for either Greg or Wayne or anyone from the Home Results Group.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate again. Our realtors today, Wayne Beisel and Greg Jablonski. Another thing, here's something that I was thinking about, because we bought a home not long, well, it's been about 5 years ago, I think.
Is it already?
And your son, and what's the name of his group? He's done remodeling?
Yeah, Greg J. Holmes.
Greg J. Holmes. He remodeled our break room here, did an excellent job.
Yep.
And he talked us into, we had the radon test done, because you have to do that, and it was really, really low, but he made a suggestion in that home, too, that it should have had an air exchanger in it.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, what a great idea that was. And had there been a radon issue, that's the type of investment that pays off also.
And it does cure. You know, it is an indoor air quality thing, and that sounds a little crazy, if you would, you know, open a window. But, you know, throughout time, it just naturally keeps your air exchange in the home. And it's just healthier. You know, it's just a nice, pleasant home to have. And, you know, it's fairly energy efficient. And it was the code for a while. They go back and forth on all this. And at a certain point, they had where the bath fan was a continuous run, and that was a substitute. Now they have the radon passive systems, which are required in all homes. So they're getting that air thing down to where they just don't always know what to do with it. So,
well, especially in a new home that is really tight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our home was fairly tight too.
Yes.
And but you're right, it makes that it makes a big difference. And it really didn't, the expense on it really wasn't that much.
And I don't think they're that expensive to run, and Nick would understand that because they have the more efficient DC motors in them and things like that. So it is a good system. And you know, usually those things they last for many, many years. And it's kind of surprising because I think they operate a heck of a lot.
24/7, I believe. I can see it down there. The little lights, they flash mm-hmm. different colors and like a stoplight. You know,
yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, it works.
It's red or green or whatever.
Right.
And it makes a big difference, especially if you're air conditioning in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're heating in the winter, because mm-hmm. like you said, if you're
closed up all the time, then.
If you get those closed up in the yep. winter, which you do, and yep. then when it's, you know, like a summer like we have, it yep. makes a big difference.
And that's where you get into the higher radon levels, when a home is all closed up.
Okay.
And like you're saying, you know, the 90% efficient furnaces, air conditioning, definitely your house is closed up, so it's important to have air exchanges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I say, it wasn't that big
an
expense. And
no, it really wasn't when you look at the... But, you know, all the things that we just talked about, that's the ongoing deal of owning a home, and that's why a lot of young folks today, I mean, they kind of shy away from that. And of course, new construction, because of the cost and the availability of lots and things like that, it's getting harder and harder, so pretty much you got to buy that existing home and then make those decisions on what we're going to put into this home.
Mm-hmm. Now, new homes, because you have Greg J. Homes, you're a new home builder in town here, too. Is a lot of that stuff part of it? You have to have it in there?
It's by code, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's what drives some of the costs, you know, but it's just a separation these days between existing home prices and new construction, so.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to run hot and cold through all the years, you know, where sometimes the new construction is as good a way to go, to be honest with you, if not better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But in order to determine that, who should they talk to?
Talk to Greg or myself, Wayne, and can reach us at 651-437-2121.
All righty. Anything else before we go, gentlemen?
All set.
I learned a lot today. And if I learned something, that means that you had to be pretty darn good teachers. At least that's what I was told.
There you go. We'll leave that one alone, Dan.
I knew you would. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, our realtors today. Wayne Beisel and Greg Jablonski from the Home Results Group. If you'd like to get a hold of Wayne or Greg or talk with them at any time, 651-437-2121 and ask for either Wayne or Greg. This is KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7 Hastings.